Secondary 1. Reading aloud text 3. This passage describes the focus on oral skills in languages. The teaching of languages in schools is shifting its focus on getting students to speak well. The teaching methods will put more stress on oral skills and reading taught in a fun way to build a lasting appreciation. For both English and the mother tongues, the new measure of success will be how well students can express themselves and communicate with punch and not simply scoring a good grade in the exams. Students will be required to speak up more in class through show and tell, role play, debates, and story narration. The Strategies for English Language Learning and Reading, STELLAR, program uses storybooks instead of textbooks to teach pupils English. Teachers read aloud with their students and thereafter get them to act out scenes. Madame Sanmuga Malar, who teaches English at Princess Elizabeth Primary, said this has made students more outspoken and creative. The aim is not to have everyone become champion speakers, rather, it is to have the majority speak proper English, express themselves clearly, and be understood. The ability to communicate well is becoming increasingly important in working lives, whether here or abroad. Lawyer Shirley Lowe welcomed the move to get students to speak up in class, but called for a return to the emphasis on grammar, which has been undermined these days. To me, grammar is most important. If you cannot piece together a sentence correctly, you will not be able to speak or write English well, said Ms. Lowe. It has been noted that with the surge in the number of Asians learning English to plug into the globalized world, good English teachers are now in short supply.